Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're heading to a busy 15-hectare property on Banks Peninsula now. Cosmo is with first-time farmers Stacey and Odie Geelan, who are living the rural dream.
We are in our little farm, Gillen Family Farm in Michikararo. It's a little block that we've moved just Christmas 2018, so about 5 years ago. And we've been sort of trying to figure out what we like to do, how to do it, and just sort of go with the flow.
What made you want to move to the country?
For us, it all started with the bees. We feel really passionate about the bees and honey, and we actually did a beekeeping course back when we lived in town, because we're both city kids, and it just sort of started from there. We started having conversations about what it would be like to have a bit of a piece of land, what it might look like, can we grow enough food, what sort of food, keeping up the bees, and then it sort of evolved from there. And as we sort of started looking around, we're both living in Christchurch at the time, and we were just always drawn to particularly Banks Peninsula and Selwyn area, and it was just by sheer luck and persistence and hard work, we find this little gem and just called it home.
So when you saw this place, did you know straight away that it was right for you?
Ish. it was the journey. We looked at a couple of places in the neighbourhood as well, and really, because we're both migrants, we don't know the area all that well, like history, and trying to learn about the health soil and the natives and all those little bits and pieces. So it was a huge journey of discovery. And when we found this place, it just seemed to be ticking most of the boxes, and we saw a lot of potential. And as we're walking around the properties, it was like, okay, we can do this with this paddock. We can put an orchard over there.
Started dreaming,
and it really took off. From then on, it was really, really fast. It happened really fast.
Yes. Where are you from originally?
So I'm originally from Russia, deep south, that is, and Odie's from Belgium.
Odie, how did you end up here?
Working. Came over for working holiday. Stayed. Met Stacey. Got married. Bought a place. Got kids.
Never looked back. You'd just finished work when I got here. What do you do?
I work in civil construction a few days a week. So we mainly do subdivisions, all sorts of stuff, from drainage to road maintenance to everything.
And those skills, I guess, would come in very handy here.
Yeah, especially the digger skills. Yes. Always handy to have a little digger on site.
And Stacey, how did you end up in New Zealand? When did you come here from Russia?
Oh, that was a long time ago, about 14, 15 years. I came to Auckland. I had an invitation from AUT University to study. And I did that, and then I was lucky enough to find a job after graduation, and I only had a bag to my name, that was it.
And what did you study?
Did a business degree.
Are you working?
Yes, I have a full-time job. I work for a place called Pure Oil in Rolleston. That's an oilseed processing plant. So we make cooking oil, and we also make animal feed, which is quite handy when you're a farmer.
Now, you mentioned honey before. You both did a beekeeping course.
Yes, it was a beekeeping course in Papua New High. So we did it after work. It was an introductory course. They teach you the basics about the beekeeping. What is a bee? What is a queen? How to, life cycles, how to build a hive. Just giving you really the basics to figure out if it's something that you want to do. And like most people, after finishing the course, we ended up buying a hive.
And now we are standing beside a mobile extraction unit, I guess. What would you call this trailer?
That is correct. That is a mobile honey extraction trailer / commercial kitchen unit. It's a 9 meter long self-contained unit, and that's where we extract our honey. We mostly work with small beekeepers and hobbyists, so people that have only like one or two hives would really love to have a taste of their own honey, gift a jar to a friend of family member, and they do not have the skills or equipment to do it ourselves, or just never been around, that sort of thing, really.
So you turned what was a hobby into a business?
Yeah, pretty much.
How did that come about?
We had the opportunity to buy this, and yeah, we jumped on it. Learned it along the way, and so yeah, we do everything from one box to 30, 40 boxes, from honeydew, manuka, normal clover, wildflower mix, everything.
So you can go to someone's property and process the honey there?
Yeah, we can do that. Or we can pick it up, drop it off, we can put it in jars, put it in pails, everything.
Did you spot a gap in the market?
Yes, I'd say so. This was an existing business. It was just it's a really niche market. Wasn't really well marketed, so it's pretty much word of mouth. We always wanted to sort of carry on with our passion for the bees and what else can we do. And we sort of was thinking about having a commercial kitchen sort of later in our farming journey, maybe a few years, you know, down the line. But when opportunity came around, it was really silly not to take on it. And it's been a busy season last year, and we're coming into honey flow in the next month or so. So I'm hoping for another productive season as well.
Who goes out and does this work?
Yeah, I do the extraction most of the times. Stacey is more from the marketing and accounting.
So is it hard to manage with your other job?
No, we do it mostly in the weekends.
Yes.
Yeah, weekends and evenings.
Can we have a look inside this this mobile facility?
Sure. So the boxes come in, the full honey boxes come in at the end of the trailer. Mm. The back will open, stack the boxes in there, then they will be uncapped, and then they go in the extractor. And then from the extractor, it's getting filtered, putting in jars or pails, whatever the client wants.
And you've got quite a big extractor
here. Yeah, we've got an 8-frame extractor.
Stainless steel.
Stainless steel, nice and shiny.
How much honey can you fit in there?
So it fits 8 frames, a super got 10 frames out of a box, full dead box, you get around 20 kgs of honey.
Now, behind this mobile extraction unit are a couple of saddleback pigs that I can see and I can smell.
Yeah, so we got 9 breeding sows and Boris, the big boy, that's looking at you.
They're big pigs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yep, this is one of our largest paddocks. So we have just all of them roaming together for a bit. And then the girls will have a bit of a rest in the smaller paddocks later on.
Why have you chosen saddleback pigs?
Oh, Stacey's choice.
Tell me more, Stacey.
I was always quite fond of them. They're a heritage breed, an old English breed. They're very hardy. They're amazing grazers. And it was quite important to us with little kids. They're really friendly and have a very mild personality. Mm. They look quite big, but Boris the boar, he's actually probably the easiest pig that we have to handle here. And the meat is quite amazing. It's marbled. It doesn't have any lot of fat because they're slow-grown pigs, so they don't have that. They don't have that need to put a fat on real quick, like say, white pigs. So yeah, they're really nice to look at too.
Yeah, how would you describe what they look like?
So they're primarily black in color, the long head, and most of them tend to have a wide, broad band around their sort of top shoulder, down the torso, which called saddle. That's why they get called saddlebacks.
And we just breed for piglets because there's a lot of demand on it.
How much would it cost to buy one of these piglets?
A 3-month-old piglet goes away for $160.
That's not too bad, considering how big they get.
No, not at all. They, like I said, the meat is really amazing. So that's the quality you buy, and the good nature. They're very easy to handle and maintain.
Do you have any other animals here?
Yeah, we got a few cattle, and every year we rear a few calves. So we got a Highland bull. Stacey calls him Ginger Nut. And we don't have any veggie garden at the moment, but we got a lot of fruit and nut trees.
That were pre-existing?
No, we started that last year. So we're converting 2 hectares into orchard, apple and pear. So the bad apples can go to the pigs, the manure from the pigs can go to the trees. So all needs to work together.
Yes. Are you organic here? What's your farming philosophy?
We're not organic. We try to do minimum spray. Sometimes we have to, especially when we plant new trees. So yeah, we're not certified organic, we're not organic, but we use seaweed as fertilizer, big manure. Yeah.
You do what you can to avoid using chemicals.
Yep. Yeah.
We are walking towards a paddock and we're passing some more of your saddlebacks and they are munching away at something.
Yes.
Hello.
So they get a very rich diet of just about everything. So they get a lot of green waste, and that's your lettuces, carrots. They're really fond of avocados and strawberries. We also supplement them with a rapeseed meal, and we also get some old eggs from a local chicken farmer down the road. So they're not really fond of capsicums and onions. Everything else gets mulched away.
Now, Ginger Nut the Bull is coming up to us. Yes, you are very handsome. How would you describe him?
Oh, Ginger Nut, yeah, he's, I'd say, caramel colour. He's very shaggy. He's got curly hair on the top of his head and longer hair throughout his body. He gets shaggier, much shaggier during wintertime. Now he's a bit lighter on his coat, but he likes his slice of bread and he's very fond of apples.
And he was the first farm animal to be born here?
Yes, he was. He came slightly earlier than expected by about a month. It was quite a funny story. I got home from work quite pregnant myself, and my neighbors came around and said, oh, there's something happening in your paddocks, you should have a look. So I came around, and there he was, lying outside of the paddock with the mum on the other side in the paddock. So I had to lift him. It was a bit of a chore with my big belly, and toss him to the mum. Mm. But no, he's done really well. He's a bit opinionated at times, but he's a good boy.
What have been the biggest challenges you faced here in terms of developing the land and the farm?
I think reconciling our vision and our ideas with reality and just trying to make it work, because we have some really big ideas at times. Audie's idea, man, and I'm the one who's trying to rein it all in. So it's a constant work in project for us. We'll have 5-10 things on the go, easy as, and just trying to sit down and say, okay, well, what is a priority here? What is a need and what is a want? It's two very different things, and just trying to be realistic about our capabilities with the time management, again, with the little ones, and just having a bit of time for ourselves as well, quite important.
Has there been a lot of trial and error?
Yes, especially in the beginning. We started with ducks, turkeys, guinea fowls, and it was not our thing. So, yeah. If I would do it again, I would ask for advice, and I was always the guy that just try it, see where it ends. But yeah, lesson learned.
Now, Odie, we've come into your orchard. Tell me what you've got growing in here.
We've got Monty Surprise, Sunrise, Ballarat, and Galaxies at the moment. So the rootstocks are based on the soil. The apple varieties are based on the harvest time, so that we got like 4 or 5 months harvest time. Yeah.
So you've got the early, the mids and the lates.
Yeah.
So the spoiled ones will go to the pigs. Then we're hoping there will be people coming on just to pick their own, and maybe some of them will end up in our honey processing kitchen and we'll come up with some products for the apples.
And we've got some hazelnuts, chestnuts, walnuts.
You've got a long-term vision for this place, haven't you?
Yeah. For the next 5 years, we're planting a lot of apple trees and pear trees. For the next 5 to 6 years, we're planting a lot of natives. Fencing. Fencing is a big thing for us. And then the honey extraction.
Yeah, a lot of things on the go all the time. But we do truly enjoy being here, and it just takes a long time to see the fruit of our labour.
Stacey Geelan ending that story. You also heard from her husband, Odie, at their farm in Motu Kararara.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.